You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Okay. Oh, boy. I just got a very funny text. Just a little observation. You just got to wonder. I'll say this. You just got to wonder if Putin is sitting there drumming his fingers on his desk going, huh? So Davos, huh? This weekend, they're all gathered. They're all in Switzerland all at once, huh? Right now, all of them? Huh. Interesting. Look, I'm not saying he should. I'm just saying they are all gathering in Davos this weekend to discuss how to implement a global control grid of biotechnocratic financial tyranny from which there is no escape. I'm just saying, okay? What am I saying? I don't know. I'm just rambling. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. But they're all in one place, huh? All in one chateau, are they? All of them? Really, all of them. Huh. All right, well, hopefully they stay safe, you know? Here's the mafia. The Great Reset, World Economic Forum.
What we're really proud of now is we penetrate the cabinets around the world. Klaus Schwab in 2017.
Of course, the members of the Great Reset include the President of the United States, the Prime Minister of Canada, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, the Prime Minister of Australia, the Supreme Ruler and lifelong President of China, Vladimir Putin himself, although they've kicked him out of the World Economic Forum, so this is perhaps a slightly outdated picture here. Of course, the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, the man to whom we all owe our freedoms, the man to whom we all must sacrifice our lives, the man who must remain in power, and regardless of the actions he takes or the political opponents he imprisons or the war crimes he commits, we must all sacrifice our livelihoods, our lives, our sacred honor for this man, Zelensky, the actor. I'm sorry, I've got caught up in the fervor of my love for Zelensky. Moving on, of course, the president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Israel, the president of Greece, the leader of Germany, France, Italy, Turkey, Netherlands, United Kingdom, the British monarchy, of course, firmly in their pockets, United Nations, NATO, the World Trade Organization, the European Union, the European Central Bank, the IMF, BlackRock, the Soros Fund Management, Rockefeller Foundation, Blair Institute, Gates Foundation, CERN, WHO, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. Yes, they're all in a mafia. It's a mafia. That's what this is. That's all that it is. And that's the only way to think about it. And I've explained it before, but like, if you have a union leader that's in a mafia, so he's leader of a union, but he's also a soldier in a Cosa Nostra, in the mafia of some sort, who do you think he's more loyal to? Do you think he's a union president that cares and loves his union and is using the mafia to get benefits for his union members? Or do you think it's the other way around, right? Do you think he's a member of the union and the president of the union to use and exploit the union to benefit his mafia? Which way do you think it goes, folks? Now, the World Economic Forum is simply a mafia. So do you think these people that run countries and run organizations and run supranational conglomerates, do you think they're working as an agent of the World Economic Forum, or do you think they're using the World Economic Forum to benefit everybody else? It's not that difficult of a question. It's just a worldwide mafia. It's a global mafia. That's all that it is. And they're, as we speak, meeting in Davos, Switzerland, and Geneva, and Indonesia for the Sendai framework in one weekend, triple, you know, meetings to all consolidate and solidify and make legal their ultimate and unquestionable control of the entire world. It's nothing less, nothing more. World domination this weekend. I'll show you video on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have contracted with one of the top companies in the United States that supplies the Pentagon, the military, the CIA, the FBI, you name it, with super high-quality Faraday cages for cell phones, laptops, iPads, even huge bags for multiple desktops. This is so critical, ladies and gentlemen. Going into the future with contact tracers and the New World Order, everything is about tracking you and your family. And we have this high-quality Made in America product line, exclusively available, private label by us, known as Redux, at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out Redux. It's our first big run. We've made a major investment to have this produced and ready, and it's now exclusively available to you at a very low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect your privacy from government, the UN, globalist contact tracers, hackers, criminals, you name it, with Redux, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town of San Antonio.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal has begun. Boy, time flies when you're having fun. I'm going to open up the phone lines this hour. If you want to give us a call, please do. 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Taking your calls now. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatsoever you please. Global governance is being enacted. It is coming down to this weekend, Sunday, Geneva, Switzerland, the signing of the treaty that will end your free will and subvert your national sovereignty for all of time. Be there. Of course, we will be there in spirit, but we'll be talking to a lot of people on the ground there in Davos, including Savannah Hernandez, who's going there with the Rebel, who's sending really an all-star team to Davos to uncover what's going on behind the scenes. And again, it just sort of reminds me of the handicap that InfoWars is operating under right now. If we weren't under the attack that we are under now, I mean, can you only imagine? So we're surviving, we're maintaining, and we're still producing incredible stuff and expanding as much as we can. We haven't shrunk at all. We haven't, collapsed in any way. You know, we haven't shrunk even a little bit, but at the same time, our sort of forward momentum is being severely hampered by the attacks from on high, either the lawsuits or the censorship or the, cyber attacks that we constantly have to deal with the website and everything else. Our disguised URL got found out yesterday, and now you can't post that on Twitter, so we'll have to come up with a new one, like the rebels in Star Wars hopping from base to base and working and operating for as long as possible before the Death Star identifies us and obliterates us for our crime of dissent against the faction in control. But we will continue to fight and we'll continue to work hard. And the good news is that much of the work has already been done. And now, where before InfoWars would be the only people in America talking about the Davos meeting or the Bilderberg meeting or any of these globalist conferences, now there are many who are aware of it, know what's happening, and are reporting and doing the work to spread the word about it. So it's a bittersweet sort of feeling. But folks, we'll make it through these trials. We'll make it through these cataracts to the smooth waters on the other side. But we need your help. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and know that everything we do here at InfoWars is focused on one thing and one thing only: human freedom worldwide. 1776, on a global scale, freedom for every man, woman, and child to achieve their greatest potential and fulfill their destiny. It's not about money. It's not about fame. Good Lord, there's so many better ways to be beloved by the masses. We would love to be beloved by the masses, but hey, if we tell the truth and they hate us for it, then that's just what we're going to have to suffer under. It's unfortunate, but there it is. Luckily, no matter how many people hate the straw man that they erect of us, right? Hate the imagined fantasy of who they pretend we are. Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? We're just going to keep telling the truth, keep loving everybody, and keep pushing the info war further and further into the mainstream. And so we'll be keeping an eye on Davos, Switzerland. But I do want to go to a video to remind you that this is not anything new. It may be coming to a head at this point. This may be the crucible, the most intense and important moment in the history of humanity as we choose which path to go down, that of freedom of or that of willing slavery. But it is not a new phenomenon. It is very, very old, in fact. We're going to go now to a video from all the way back in 1991, back when I was just a wee lad, a toddler, 21 years ago, or 31 years ago, sorry. Jesus Christ. It's been so long. 31 years ago, here's David Rockefeller talking about how for the past 40 years, the international groups like the CFR have been cooperating with the mainstream media outlets like the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal to bring about their plan of global governance. So just think about that. 30 years ago, they were talking about how for the last 40 years, so now for at least 70 years, this plan has been in progress. And they think in terms of decades. They think in terms of centuries. So now their ultimate plan is coming to fruition unless we stand up and stop it. And the first part of that is making people aware that the plan is even happening in the first place. So here is David Rockefeller in 1991 talking about the success and the cooperation in the great plan for world domination.
At a 1991 closed-door meeting of fellow internationalists, billionaire and former CFR chairman David Rockefeller praised his media allies. But his confidence that his words would not leave the room was later broken.
We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity. That the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march toward a world government.
That these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world.
Total and quiet control, and that is the key in the subversion of what it is to be a democracy or a republic, where the people who make the decisions have to be public about it. They have to tell you why they're doing it, what their intentions are, and then it's up to you to decide whether they adequately represent your interest or not, and then you get to choose whether or not they stay in power. What a beautiful and revolutionary concept that is. We've said it before. The Great Reset is resetting all the way back to 1775. That's what they want to reset to. They want to reset to a feudalist paradigm, a feudalist structure of control, where you don't get to vote for who's in power. They're in power and you have to deal with it. But now it's even a new layer. Of course, this neo-feudalism, not only is it unquestionable, but it's also secretive. Because at least in feudalism, you knew who the prince was. You knew who the king was. He stood up there and said, I'm the king. I'm making the decisions. And here's why. And you can't question me about it. But just know, you know, your interest or my interest. I am the country. So, you know, what benefits you benefits me. We're all in this together. And at the end of the day, you know who it is that's making your decisions. This feudalism is a shadow feudalism. It's a feudalism of unquestionable masters like feudalism, except you don't know who they are. And they don't even have to pretend to be serving your interest. They don't even have to, you know, pay the lip service to the benefits of the wider society. They do it in secret, so they're unquestionable. And you also can't even blame them because you don't even know who they are, the people making these decisions. They put, you know, out in public the puppet front people like Joe Biden and others who clearly, again, they aren't even pretending, makes his own policies or sets his own agenda. He's just like, all right, they're telling me to go over here now. All right, I'm going to read this now. They told me to. Just like, can we pretend? Like, just out of respect for us, can you at least pretend to be the one in charge and not taking orders from some shadowy group of unquestionable billionaires? It's just disrespectful, honestly. It's also horrific and world-ending. So they're resetting us to a time before the revolutionary concept of choosing your own. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, all right. Being told what to do by the Easter Bunny. That's where we are. That's where we are, is the President of the United States is openly controlled by a man in a big fluffy bunny outfit. Just wild. It's just wild and stupid. And nuts. What's that? I don't know. Oh, it was a woman in a bunny suit. Even better. I'm sorry. The crew had to correct me. It was a female bunny in that suit. Just so you know. That makes it so much better. Was she gay? Was she a lesbian? I want to know what color she is, too. What matters is the identity of the woman. Then I know whether I can, criticize her or not. When we come back, we're going to go to your phone calls, of course. But also, again, as InfoWars has had so much success in, exposing the concept that these international groups get together in conferences in order to set the agenda for the next year in which they all cooperate. ESG scores also being pushed to the forefront. And we'll talk about what ESG scores are and how they are implementing a social credit score controlled by the banks.
There it is, right there, right now. Ultra 12, 40% off, not 25. You get an extra 15% off just because people were watching. So they're experiencing the power of B12. And then there's also a combo of Ultra 12 and X2 also at 40% off. But Ultra 12, it supports healthy nerve cells. It's B12. And this is the methylcobalamin B12. This is the stuff that they inject into people, but you don't want to inject this into you. You just want to put it under your tongue, and boom, it gives you some energy. It helps your blood cells. It's essential for nervous system function. And it's really great stuff, and it tastes great. When I take mine, I mix it in. In fact, I still got some old Secret 12, which is the same thing. It's a little bit reformulated. That's why they had to change the name to Ultra 12. But same B12. It's excellent. It's the highest quality. You need this, and it supports everything that InfoWars is doing. Band.video sites, everything that's going on, it supports it. And a lot of things you don't see, it's supporting. And so it really does help. And things are starting to see a little bit, but we still need your support. We're starting to peek over the horizon just a little bit because things got bad there for a while. But, it's back in stock. It could help you. You do a lot of B12?
Yeah, I'm like you because I know you're the same way where I actually like the taste of it. It's like, I don't know what it is. It's not just the Ultra 12. I like the taste of the Survival Shield. I like the taste of the Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support. I like the taste of the Rainforest Ultra, these liquid tinctures.
It's the glycerin.
It's like the first time, a couple times you take it, it's very chemically and it's almost off-putting because it's very unfamiliar. But after a couple times, it really tastes good. It's like it almost unleashes something in your taste buds. It's like an electric taste, kind of.
It's really good, and it supports everything Alex and the crew here and everybody that's out here pitching in, making things happen, changing the world.
One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or under reactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server. And so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately for some unknown reason is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with a higher dose of zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID or influenza virus or RSV virus or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need, I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLive.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
back, folks. This is the American Journal. Call us now, 1-877-79-2539. We'll go out to you to your phone calls. I'm getting creative with names today. We have Spicy Pina Colada Boy in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about the story from the Telegraph. I actually have the story on the list. I don't have it printed out quite yet, but we'll go to you, and then we'll cover it in just a second. Thanks for calling in. Spicy Pinata Boy. Spicy Pina Colada Boy in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hark, hark. Alas, it is I, your Spicy Pina Colada Boy. And I'd like to talk to you about the article in the Telegraph about the harvesting of blood and cerebral spinal cord fluid.
Yeah,
kind of
totally
like
normal.
That South Park episode. You remember that one where he was like, Christopher Reeves was like slurping the, and Al Gore was slurping the spinal cord fluid, like
for sure, the stem cells.
But it's the spinal cord fluid. It's the liquid in your spinal cord.
Right.
Which people forget. It's a very important liquid. And it's like a, what's the saying? The word I'm looking for.
Horrific.
Our fluids. Remember from that Stanley Kubrick, our essential fluids.
Oh, yes, you know, yes. Our precious bodily fluids. Here's the story from NPR. I think it was on Telegraph, too. A substance found in young spinal fluid helps old mice remember. And there was a story yesterday about this as well, where they're just like, injecting young blood into old people reinvigorates them. Yeah, pretty horrific.
Yep, it's horrific. And I wanted to bring up a point, which it doesn't bring up, but I think it's a good point, because that's probably some good juice. You know, they said it like it amps up your brain, and you think, talk about a Neuralink upgrade. You know, you just drink that stuff, probably better than your Chiapas blend coffee. But the thing I was thinking of is I bet the vaccines are tied up into that to give kids meningitis symptoms, which in order to test for meningitis, you have to stab into their spinal cord and pull the fluid out.
Oh, geez.
And then they keep that fluid, you know, and then imagine it's like a vampire, you know, you got that fluid. They don't put that fluid back in. And then, you know, obviously they're selling it, but I don't think it's very nice for them to steal the fluid without consent. And I think those people who got their fluid stolen deserve a lot of money from those medical companies. What do you think, Harrison?
I hadn't thought about that. I hadn't thought about that in terms of meningitis.
Is that stealing?
To me,
it
has.
Stealing or no? Is that not stealing?
They very well could be. I mean, to me, it probably has more to do with the abortion. I mean, we know the way that they buy and sell body parts.
Yep. They want to.
They
need more.
Yeah.
Because they get addicted. You stop. Imagine how, you know, you quit smoke. You quit drinking coffee. Imagine how, you know, you feel when you get caffeine withdrawals. Imagine you stop drinking that stuff.
Yeah. And they're coming out with more and more of these stories, just sort of paving the way. Because as we've pointed out before, the entire point of imposing the global government is to establish a system where immortality is possible, and the people at the top really believe.
Just like those Egyptians. Those Egyptians, man. They're garbage, man. All believe. The Egyptians, they're the same like those pharaohs. They all believe. They do that hoobatubu, whatever, you know, abracadabra crap, and they're going to live forever. But they don't. Yeah. They sat and rot, you know? And you're totally right, Harrison. And I'm glad you're a voice for us, and I look up to you so much. You're such a good motivation for me, you and Owen, you know, and obviously Mr. Jones. I appreciate you guys so much. I'll let you go now to get to other callers, though.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate the way you started that call. That was beautiful. Lo and behold, harky and here. Thank you so much for the call, Spicy Pina Colada Boy. Thank you for bringing that up. Just, again, the Great Reset, transhumanism is the ultimate goal. They're paving the way there. Like we said before, you know, like the video we played where he said, for the last 40 years, you've helped us, and that was 30 years ago. These people operate in terms of decades, if not centuries. So they know what their ultimate goal is, but they know you don't jump from normal, healthy living to, you know, being a slave to an immortal AI God. Like, you don't just go from A to B. There's a bunch of steps in between that. They're paving the way right now. They're working slowly and carefully because it is a psychological operation, and they understand too much pressure causes pushback. So if you do it slowly, boiling the frog, then you can achieve your goals. And they're very, very sophisticated in these operations. Let's go now to Tony in Washington. The disinfo boys, what does that mean?
Yes, hi, Harrison. I haven't talked to you in a very long time, and I just wanted to tell you that my friends here on the Hill, they're making it very difficult for people to get the information out. You and all your friends get the information out too fast, and we can't do our disinformation. Look what happens. You guys talk about disinformation for 2 seconds, and Mary Poppins gets shipped back down to wherever she came from. So, you know, you guys are doing a really good job.
Well, thank you, my old nemesis, Anthony Fauci.
Oh, you already know, Harrison. But, you know, I haven't been messing around. I've been in hiding for quite some time because...
Yeah, where you been, man? We haven't seen you out here, you know, wagging your finger at us on CNN in so long. Are you scared? What's happening? Where's Dr. Anthony Fauci been recently? We miss him.
Harrison, listen, I don't throw rocks at you when you're cutting your lawn, okay? Don't question me with what I do, okay? This is very bad. My girl, Jen Psaki, she's working for Wendy's again. She's not doing the same stuff she was doing before. And now we got the transgender supercalifragilistic. She's the first ever gay black uneducated. What's her qualification?
yeah. It's a groundbreaking thing. She's the first ever moron to serve the position of White House secretary. It's always been smart people before her, but she's really breaking barriers in the moron community by taking this role. It's really an accomplishment, I think.
She didn't make it at the DMV, so we pushed her over to the Department of Buildings. She wasn't good enough there, so then we had to go to White House press secretary. Because you really have to be a special kind of person to lie every day. I go off to science, and the science says that, you know, science says, I play a game with my kids, instead of Simon Says, it's Science Said. But I just want to call and tell you that I'm back around.
So oh, good.
Sure, yeah.
Well, we've so missed you, Mr. Fauci, and your beautiful rhetoric. Thank you so much for calling in, Tony. We always appreciate it. I don't know how many I fall for that every single time, and I don't know. I think the call screeners are in on it with you. I think the crew is setting me up to accidentally take calls from old Anthony Fauci over there. We're running a little bit out of time, so we'll go to BS Assassin on the other side. Haven't heard from you in a while, Mr. Assassin, so stay on the line. We'll go to you on the other side. Still a lot to cover in today's program, a lot of videos to go to as well. They're still trying to make us eat bugs. They're still trying to pretend like Nina Jankowicz isn't an embarrassing failure. They're still spending all of our money on stuff that doesn't help anyone, and the leftists are still falling for it. Yes, it's all as it was, a cesspit of chaos and nonsense as we try to navigate in this cold, dead world of inhuman feeling. We'll be back on the other side to hopefully shine a little ray of sunshine over all of it and tell you that all of this ridiculousness is simply the pre-shocks of the earthquake that will tear down their entire crumbling edifice. Stay tuned.
Hey, Klaus, do you have a second?
The Great Reset is the vision for a new society built upon...
Klaus, buddy, people are starting to say that you look like Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Klaus?
Yeah?
I'm just saying, we gotta...
Yeah? What is it, my child?
I'm just saying, we gotta hit the reset button on your wardrobe, and then from there, we can maybe work on
that... The Great Reset is the vision for a new society.
That's great, Klaus. I tell you what, you keep doing you. I need a drink.
We will eat the Klaus. Bugs. We will own the nothing.
Just lose the robe. Okay, Klaus? That's it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What does he know about style?
I, for one, think that you look fabulous, my dear.
Another very important phase of warfare. It has as its target not the body, but the mind of the enemy.
The target of psychological warfare is against the enemy's mind.
It is words and ideas.
Ammunition used by Cywar.
Its mission is to influence the thoughts of the enemy soldiers. And at the same time,
is expected and encouraged to study foreign languages and the social sciences such as history, economics, and sociology. He must have a broad and sympathetic understanding of all phases of human experience.
Gripping at my skin, the walls of night closing.
But the use of this force as an integral part of combat has now taken on new form.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. You know, they say brevity is the soul of wit. There's a great Mark Twain quote where he wrote a long letter to a friend. He said, "I apologize for the length of this letter. If I had more time, it would have been shorter." And, you know, I try to simplify things down. Last night, I saw this tweet from a woman named Rena Shaw at Rena in D.C., and I really wanted to sum up my feelings about it in a single tweet. I sat there with Twitter open, a blank tweet there, retweet, to respond to this, and it's so intricate. It's so, like, esoteric. I couldn't put it into a single tweet, which is why, thank God, I have the blessing of this show to come on and really elaborate on what I wanted to say last night, because it's going to take a second, but hopefully you understand, and hopefully it's worth it, and hopefully, maybe, potentially, we could break through to some people. But I got to try to explain this piece by piece. I got to try to break this down thoroughly, and I'll try to keep it as short as possible. But Rena Shaw in D.C., and already, I mean, I swear to God. Okay, so she says, "I'm a mom of three who is wide awake at 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. every day pumping to increase breast milk supply for my one-month-old daughter. I and millions of other parents like me will never forget how 192 Republicans voted against fixing the baby formula supply issue." And it's just like, you just read this and you're like, your eye starts twitching. right? And you just start like having this like brain aneurysm. Because if you understand what's really going on here, you understand how wildly off the mark this is. Like really, it's, again, it's kind of hard to explain. I think I retweeted it just with the comment like, why is there no baby formula, Rena? You want to start with that? Because it's the same thing, whether it's the baby formula crisis, whether it's the war in Ukraine, whether it's climate change, any of these things. It's a very simple process that they go through. And it's unbelievably infuriating that these people can't see what's going on. And I don't know. I like to have faith in the American people. You go out, you meet people every day. They're smart. They're intelligent. They're nice. They're conscientious, right? They're good people. And I don't want to think they're dumb. I don't think they're dumb. I think they're very brilliant and, you know a lot more than me about a lot of things. I don't want to be condescending. But if this is your view, if you agree with Rena Shaw, you're an idiot. You're a moron. You are dangerously stupid. Your stupidity threatens our entire nation because you can't figure out the most simple scheme ever devised. Because it goes like this. The Democrats do something to cause pain to the people. They do something that is just unreasonable, purposeless, and hugely damaging to the American people. And for some reason, when these people are suffering under this, like put yourself in the mind of this woman who's waking up at 1 and 4, you know, every 3 hours to pump. Sounds miserable, right? So you're sitting there miserable in the middle of the night. And I guess what happens is they are able somehow to just convince these people that the problems that they're experiencing have no cause. They have no cause. There's no policy that's been put into place. There's no decisions that were made. It's just happening. So they're just sitting there going, gosh, this is just happening to me. It's nobody's fault. Nobody's caused this. Nobody's made a decision to bring me to this point. I'm suffering and it's just happening and it's no one's fault. And then the government says we're going to come in and solve it. And then the solution they propose has nothing to do with the problem. Just absolutely nothing. To take this into a different realm, take climate change, for example, right? You have California, which has to spend several billion dollars on the homeless population that they've created. So they don't have any money to spend on clearing the forest. So you allow the forest to gather up with flammable material. And then you want to try to move away from energy sources. So you don't reinforce your energy grid. So the energy grid is failing and falling apart. And it sparks fires that are then exacerbated and maximized by the fact that you stopped clearing out the forest. So all of these policies that the leftist impose completely fire back on themselves and, no pun intended, create a massive forest fire that's sweeping through. They're, you know, building big track homes in places that are fire prone without any, you know, barriers or anything to stop fire from entering these places. Like they just make decision after decision that just destroys the forest. And then they go, oh no, the fire is actually the fault of climate change. So you need to stop driving a gasoline car and eating so much meat. And then when the Republicans go, what the hell are you talking about? That's not going to solve anything. You're not – what are you doing? You've caused the problem. And now the solution that you're suggesting has nothing to do with correcting the problem. It's just going to make other problems. Like what are you doing? And then the Democrat people on the bottom somehow go, the Republicans voted against the climate change bill. This fire is their fault. Like it just happens over and over and over. War in Ukraine's the same thing, right? We send people over there to corrupt the politicians, to get our people in charge, to manipulate things from on high, to train paramilitary groups, to go cause terror in eastern Ukraine. Like it's all our fault. It's all American policy that brings about the war in Ukraine. And then when it spirals out of control and Putin starts fighting back, then suddenly you're treasonous if you don't want to spend more money to exacerbate and continue the problem. So it's just the same thing over and over. And my God, you people have to wake up. You have to understand how truly stupid you are, because the baby formula shortage is 100% the fault of the Democrats. The main producer, and I'm sorry if you're a viewer of this show regularly, I've said this every day for a week. They shut down the plant. The FDA shut down the plant at the behest of Joe Biden. The Democrats proposed the lockdown that shut down the supply chain that made everything more difficult to get. The FDA is the one that prevents baby formula from coming in from overseas. I mean, it's entirely the Democrats' fault. So it's their policies that caused this catastrophe, that's causing this woman to suffer. And then the solution they offer has nothing to do with fixing the supply chain crisis. I mean, again, if you just like think about this as a metaphor, you can't even come up with anything, because it is metaphorical in its reality. That the FDA could at this very moment go, open up, Abbott, open up, flood the stores with your material. We'll get out of the way. We're the ones standing in the way here. But now we need to pass a bill to spend $28 million. What is that $28 million actually going towards? Well, we have a representative from Tennessee who was asked to vote on the bill. He voted against it, and here he is explaining why.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett. I wanted to talk a little bit about a bill that came through yesterday dealing with formula and the shortage. What it basically was, there was $28 million in the bill, but I believe $23 million of it was for administrative costs and salaries. So basically what the Democrat leadership did was use a bill, title it something that's dealing with people that are genuinely hurting, and just use it as an instance to increase pay at the FDA. And that ought to disgust you. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, using a real tragedy. It did nothing to put more formula on the shelves. It just did more to hire more bureaucrats and create more of a power structure here in Washington. They misnamed these bills on purpose, and honestly, the left just eats it up and they throw it back at us. But in reality, it's just not true. We ought to have some. We got truth in sentencing laws in Tennessee. We ought to have truth in legislation. Anyway, thank y'all so much for seeing me here.
Brilliant. So that was Tim Burchett, representative from Tennessee. So, you know, I don't know if I'm getting through to these people, but yeah, HR 7790 passed. 192 Republicans voted against it. According to the text of the bill, the $28 million will go towards salaries and expenses focused on addressing the current baby formula shortage as well as preventing future shortages. They were not caught. The shortage was not caused by low salaries. The shortage was not caused by, you know, government expenses. It was caused by the government. So the Democrats caused the problem, caused people to suffer, put forward a bill that does nothing to alleviate the suffering or repeal the policies that they put forward that caused the suffering in the first place. And the Republicans vote against it, going, this isn't solving anything. It's just a money grab. And you put baby formula in the title to trick people. And then these damn Democrats fall for it. They go, well, it says baby formula in the title. We will never forget. I and millions of parents like me will never forget how 192 Republicans voted against fixing this supply formula issue. Please stop being so stupid.
What I'm telling Americans is that if people don't have symptoms, it's fine to get together. But like any other time, if you have symptoms, that's your cue to stay away. Now, what do you do if you have symptoms? Let's bring up the next slide. These are the two seminal papers I published leading the world in treating COVID-19, and they operate on these important principles. We use the precautionary principle. We look for drugs with signals of benefit and acceptable safety and put them into combinations. And we've done this from the very beginning, and I want to show you the reason why. This is the conceptualization of the virus, that the virus has three major phases: viral replication, cytokine storm, and thrombosis. It's all about viral replication, and we can get after it early. Where is it replicating in the human body? It's replicating in the nose. And I want to let you know, this analysis by Chopra and colleagues looked at viralcidal agents in the nose. What can we spray up in the nose to kill the virus, Alex? And I can tell you, it is extraordinary, the findings of these authors and others indicating that almost anything will kill the virus. So iodine does. So does hydrogen peroxide. So does colloidal silver. So does various forms of ozone. The virus is killed easily. The nose and the nasopharynx is a replication factory. That's where the fever is coming from. That's where all the cytokines is coming from, the nose. And it's very important for people to realize this. There are so many different ways to kill the virus in the nose that the general principles are, if it stings or hurts, it's too strong, Alex. I can tell you right now, you can write this down. Take povidone iodine, the typical brown iodine, half a teaspoon and a shot glass of water, and you got it. And then look at that bulb syringe, that pediatric bulb syringe or spray bottle. You got to go over the sink, spray a decent amount up, sniff it back, and then spit it out. If you're going to nebulize it or use a neti pot or a saline wash system, that's fine as well. But it literally has to get up in the nose and back in the throat and spit it out. You got to choke a little bit, but that's a sign that you're zapping the virus.
And it's a few drops of iodine in like a shot glass of water.
It basically, if it's the consistency of like dark tea, that's basically going to do it. And then here's the pivotal trial. This is what I want people to understand. This is a prospective, randomized, controlled trial. And give credit to Chowdhury et al. In Bangladesh. Let's get it up on this screen. You know, our federal agencies have been saying, follow the science, follow the science. Randomized trials are the gold standard in science. This is 606 individuals randomized to two different groups. Receiving the povidone iodine. It comes in a 10% solution. We dilute it down to 1%, but it doesn't even matter if it was 0.5%. We don't have to be that specific on the dilution. Again, as long as it's not too strong. Everybody at the start, Alex, is PCR positive. Look at this, 303 people in each group, PCR positive. Look, after 3 days of doing the iodine washes in the nose and mouth and gargle. Look at that. They're down to 35 patients who are still PCR positive. It knocked the crud out of the virus. Look, compared to the control group. Control group was just warm water. And then look at how the virus basically persists in most people for 7 days. This nasal therapy, there's nothing else going on. There's no ivermectin. There's no hydroxychloroquine. This is the only thing going on. And this is knocking the crud out of the virus in the nose. Proof positive. Prospective randomized trial. But the bottom line is povidone iodine to basically drop the infectivity, zap the virus in the nose without any other treatment, just zapping the nose with povidone iodine in a nasal spray or nasal wash. You could use other forms of iodine. You could use dilute hydrogen peroxide.
But here's the thing. Whenever you or doctor or anybody else tries to talk about this on the internet, on Facebook or Twitter, or anywhere, they take you down.
All right, folks, welcome back. We're going to go to your phone calls momentarily. Just very quickly, I want to cover this story from the New York Post. Justice coming for the dirty 51 Hunter Biden laptop liars. And it's talking about the 51 CIA, former CIA agents who signed the lie that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. They say the Dirty 51 lied by painting our stories as Russian disinformation in an October 19th, 2020 letter they signed and delivered to Politico 5 days after the Post expose and 3 days before the final presidential debate of the election campaign. They used the institutional weight of their powerful former roles to legitimize partisan political propaganda designed to smear the Post and everyone associated with the story and dissuade the rest of the media from looking deeper into the laptop. The letter, titled Public Statement on the Hunter Biden Emails and signed by former CIA directors John Brennan, Leon Panetta, and Michael Hayden, former acting CIA director Michael Morell, former director of national intelligence James Clapper, and other ex-spooks, claimed the material on Hunter Biden's hard drive, quote, has all the classic hallmarks of a Russian misinformation campaign, although not one of them has seen it. Their lie probably affected the outcome of the 2020 presidential race, as former Attorney General William Barr has said, describing the letter as partisan hackery, baseless, and signed by a coterie of retired intelligence officials who'd lost their professional bearings. Yet they've never apologized or retracted their lie. In fact, when the Post contacted the group in March, after the New York Times belatedly acknowledged the laptop was in fact real, some, like Clapper, doubled down. One former CIA officer who signed the letter, John Cipher, boasted that he took special pride in personally swinging the election away from Trump. They note the arrogance of these deep staters tells you that they believe they can get that they will get away with lying in order to influence the election. Complete blatant disinformation from our authorities in an attempt to swing election away from their enemies. Well, now the former president has sicked Uber attorney Tim Parlatore on the Dirty 51. On Wednesday, the lawyer launched a first stage of a multi-pronged strategy to make those who signed the letter pay for damages they've wrought to freedom of the press, election integrity, and the welfare of the nation. His goal is to uncover alleged communication between the Dirty 51 and the Biden campaign. But that's the thing. Back in the day, you had to coordinate this stuff. Back in the day, if you wanted to pull off a false flag or carry on some sort of conspiracy like this, it would have to be a conspiracy. You'd have to meet together in dark rooms and coordinate what you're going to do. But those days are behind us. Now the entire media establishment and political deep state establishment is aligned in their beliefs. They don't even have to communicate with one another anymore. they know it wasn't Russian disinformation, obviously, and the Politico and the various news outlets that covered it also were perfectly aware that what they were doing was dishonest and a lie. But they are of the belief that their domination is the utmost importance of anything in the entire world. They can lie, they can cheat, they can kill, they can enslave children. Whatever they need to do to maintain their own power, they see as justified because they think me good, you bad, whatever is good for me is good for goodness, and whatever is bad for you is also good for goodness. So we'll just do whatever the hell we want and lie however the hell we please. We don't even have to coordinate with each other because we all understand that our goal and our ultimate accomplishment is the upholding of the system. And so we'll all work in coordination and cooperation, even if we don't have to, you know, communicate about it. We all know we're all liars and we'll all lie about the same thing at exactly the same time in exactly the same way. And no one will question us because they're all on our side. It's just a massive conspiracy that doesn't even need to be coordinated behind the scenes because they are all of this singular mindset and we see it across the board. And even people that aren't involved in these higher up groups, even people on the ground, you know, just regular Americans also feel that they're important by conforming to this mindset and perpetuating the idea of these tyrannical spy masters. So hopefully Trump will have some victory in exposing the lie of this. And, you know, 51 people signed their name to this document that was a lie and that swayed the American election. I don't know. Bet there's 51 jail cells in Gitmo. I wouldn't be surprised. Or one jail cell, and we'll put all 51 of them in there. It's a little cramped, then we'll just take their clothes. That'll free up a little bit of space. We need to humiliate and subject these people to the punishment they deserve to prevent this from happening in the future. That's called justice. That's what America needs to operate. Let's go out to the phone calls now. We have Sue in Collier County. Thanks so much for calling in, Sue. You want to talk about just another, just a modern thing here, Sue, a drag show at a youth pride press conference or a youth pride conference at a local church. Tell us about this, Sue.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, the local church is Naples United Church of Christ. They are not specifically hosting the event, but they have instead rented out their space to a organization called GLSEN. It's another acronym for whatever it stands for. And they're advertising that this event is a youth pride conference, but it's actually targeting minors as young as 12 years old. And it will include a drag show as well as inclusive sex education that would be given by an individual named Catherine Ross, who is from Planned Parenthood in Southwest and Central Florida. So I'm just bringing light to this event that's going to occur tomorrow. It'll start at 9 and conclude at 3 o'clock. And I'm just calling on all info warriors in the area or in the near area that would like to show, make an appearance and you know, condemn what's happening. This is clear child abuse and child grooming, and I can't believe this is happening in our backyard.
And in a church. No, it's unimaginable, but here we are. Can you tell us where we can find information about this online? Is there a Facebook event or anything of the sort that people can...
So Florida's Voice is a hyper-local outlet that actually broke the story that became national over the past week, I would say. The event itself is on eventbrite.com, so you can find it there, and it's called Youth Pride Conference 2022. And the person who is hosting it, his name is Daniel Selvey Shaw. I'm not sure if that's helpful to find the information, but and I'm sure if you just Google Naples United Church of Christ for that Youth Pride Conference, you'll see that the time is between 9 and 3. The original story that broke, to add to insult and injury, is they were going to be busing children to and from public school property, which is since changed, but that was the original plan. So they're going into, and this is Southwest Florida. We are the red wall of Florida.
Sure.
They're doing it on purpose. It's almost like they want to have this inflammatory. Obviously, if we show up, well, InfoWars, it's all peaceful, and we're going to be expressing our disdain. But we need to show up because they are going after. I can't believe 12-year-olds will be in the same room as an 18-year-old and 39-year-old giving them sex education from Planned Parenthood. I can't imagine that that's a healthy conversation.
I know. I think it's a extremely unhealthy conversation. I think you're exactly right. Thank you for telling us about this. And yeah, obviously, if you do want to go and protest, just keep it peaceful, keep it quiet. You know, just take for your example the Christians that have come before us, and you don't need to be outrageous or in anybody's face. You'll infuriate them just by showing up and standing with a sign in opposition to what they're doing. And you're right, it's like they do this in the deep red places. I mean, it's almost like they're flaunting it, right? It's almost like they're trying to get a reaction. You know, it's kind of their attitude with God, right? Using the rainbow. Everybody knows in Christian mythology, in Christian symbology, the rainbow represented God's promise to Noah that he would never destroy the earth again. Of course, he destroyed the earth the first time because of sexual immorality. So it's almost like you take on the symbol of God's mercy to like flaunt it in his face. You know, it's like, oh, you promised you wouldn't destroy us if we do this, and now we're doing it, and we're using your symbol as our symbol, almost like just, again, flaunting it in God's face, basically.
And attacking the children. We need to come out to support the children and make, hopefully make some parents, whoever is dropping their kids off in real time, think twice.
And again, drag shows have nothing to do with any, like, you can at least make the argument as nonsensical as it is about, like, transgenderism and mental illness, like, that's a whole different conversation. When you have drag queens and drag shows,
exactly,
these people do not, they don't think that they're women. They aren't saying I'm a man in a woman's body. They're saying I'm a man who gets sexual gratification from dressing up like a woman and flaunting in front of other men. Like, that's what drag shows are. It's what they've always been. There's no arguing about this. I'm not saying something that even drag queens themselves would disagree with. It's just the fact. And so when you're doing that for children.
Yeah.
Yeah, we oppose that. Well, thank you so much, Sue. I do want to sort of piggyback on your phone call to discuss this story. It's at InfoWars. School board director plans queer night for children hosted inside sex shop. So yeah, as bad as what's going on in Florida, this is in Washington State, and it's a school board director planning to host a queer youth open mic night at a sex shop she owns, and has invited all children aged 0 to 18 years old to attend. Yes, inviting children to their sex shop for a queer night. If they tell you you're immoral if you oppose this. Crazy. Third hour begins on the other side, folks. Don't go anywhere. It's American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support this.
InfoWars' very existence outrages the globalists and their criminal minions. They can't stand that the people who love freedom and justice and sovereignty and God and the right to self-defense and private property and our children have been able to build a system that reaches tens of millions of people a week, very conservatively, many times tens of millions a day. We are a family trying to maintain and build a human future. It is so important to spread the word about InfoWars and the articles and videos that you see there that you think are most impacting and powerful. And it's so vital in the third dimension on the street to circumvent big tech censorship and to wear your colors loud and proud. Now, we are selling out of more than 200 t-shirts that I designed over the years. Some are amazing, some are just okay designs because I made them, but they're historic. When they're gone, they're gone. We're not making them anymore. We'll have limited edition shirts that come out two or three designs at a time, and that's it, because we don't have money to keep a bunch of inventory around. We've already sold out of 60% of the 60,000+ shirts that we had in the last month. Soon, the rest of those shirts will be sold. You'll never be able to get those designs again. We've got to sell them all to fund the operation. But the new shirt that we have is sold out right now. More coming in next week, so it's on back order, so you can still order it right now. Is the Alex Jones Was Right shirt. It's powerful. It's got nice fabric. A red lightning bolt with Alex Jones Was Right on the back, InfoWars.com. This is a great shirt. I mean, it's a classy shirt. It's a great design. We're very proud of it, and it spreads the word, and it funds the InfoWars. So don't let them censor you. Don't let them silence you. Get your t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, long sleeves. Everything is being sold at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, except for this shirt. It's $24.95 as a fundraiser to fund the operation. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and take action now. And I thank you for your support. God bless.